Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you all have your raffle stubs in your pocket and you're ready for the second half. The show's gonna take a real interesting twist at this point. The next gentleman who's gonna come out here and show off his footwork, I met him when I was about that tall, and at that time he had just started clogging in the Philadelphia area, and he was I was really fascinated with him because he'd been a boxer in college, and quite a boxer, apparently. One of the smart ones who decided to give it up when he was young. And through the years, we've crossed paths many times. He's been on the scene with some clogging groups you might know well. The Fiddle Puppets were probably the best known. Yeah. And this week he's teaching an intensive course in clogging, 4 hours a day, apparently. And he's still going to be able to come out here and kick it up pretty good, I'm sure. So there was one thing I was going to say about Ira. He, I guess he's been recently moved to Asheville, North Carolina. That's what it was. And he's got a whole troop of people that he's going to bring out with him. So please make welcome Ira Bernstein.
Thank you, everybody. I sure am glad Peter is the MC and not Horace. You know. Anyway, it's great to be back at Augusta, and it's always a treat to actually get a performance spot. And that's because Augusta's really like a reunion for me every year. And a big part of it is the people who show up as students, and also a big part of it are the people who are here on staff. And this is sort of a reunion band that I have here. They've come together before, for the most part, with one exception. And it's a real treat to get to work with them. So just, I'm not gonna stop before, rather, or during the set or after the set. So I wanna introduce everybody and say thanks to all the musicians in advance. We have Wayne Henderson on the guitar over there, far right. I've never had the opportunity to actually perform with Wayne, though I've been familiar with Wayne for a long time, mostly from Augusta here and some of the fiddle conventions like Mount Airy. So this is a treat. On the bass, actually I should say, the reunion aspect is that I've known all these musicians for, well, I've known none of them for any less than 10 years, and I've known some of them for going on 15 years or so. So they're all old friends, and I consider them all dear friends, and it's great to have them together. That includes Wayne, who hasn't played with the other musicians, but the other musicians are sort of this reunion band for me here. On the bass, Ms. Meredith McIntosh. On banjo, Mr. John Herman.
Thanks.
On the guitar, Christine Balfa. And on fiddle, Mr. Dirk Powell. And so in this little set, which will be a continuous segue type of set, I'd like to start off with something that is near and dear to my heart. It's the first style of percussive step dancing that I got into, and that is some flat foot style clogging in a very traditional setting to the banjo. It'll segue, the set will then go into some tap dancing, and then into a French-Canadian style waltz clog. So sort of an American themed set, though not necessarily US of American. And then it'll go, after the Canadian waltz, it'll go back to some clogging and tap dancing and finish up with some clogging. And I'd like to dedicate this to my students in the clogging intensive who are working very intensively.
Hey.
That's right. I'd also like to share this with all my friends who are here for Cajun Week. It's really, I'm not officially part of Cajun Week, and I really appreciate being so welcomed in the dances and having a good time. So, for all of you guys, and if it's not dedicated to you, you're allowed to watch and enjoy it anyway.
Thank you.
Ira Bernstein. I guess he didn't know that he could take a break, you know, and like do one number and then take a little rest and do the next. We'll have to let him know that next time. You don't have to dance the whole time, Ira. That's amazing. So how many of you saw the craft student showcase out there in the lobby when you came in? Isn't that great? That's another of Augusta's traditions. It's long, since 1975, they've been doing that. And of course, you're all going to go to the dance. It's up in the pavilion after the concert, right? And I think the Tracy Schwarz is a Cajun trio, or he's going to put together a group of people, kick off that the dance that goes on right after the concert. So, but on your way up there, you might be able to spy. They've been doing a pit firing. It's a Raku pottery, and it's right behind the Hermanson Center as you walk up to the pavilion. And that's what they're doing this week. And that first happened at Augusta in 1973, I guess with Scotty Roberts Wiest. So there's a long tradition with that as well. When, you know, there's so many good things to say about Augusta, and of course, the 25-year, the milestone is a good opportunity to really take stock of that. I think one of the best is the fact that they've been not just presenting all this information, but also preserving it. The archiving, the video, they even have a website now. This is the body of material that they've taken very good care to preserve so that we have this information for later use is pretty impressive. And as you know, the concert tonight is being recorded. I already mentioned Flan doing the house there. But while you see these people work up on stage here, you can realize what it takes to put a good recording together and get all this stuff down on tape and preserved for generations to come. So let's thank Wes, Ryan, Dale, Debbie, Tom. Thanks for doing all this great work. And really, that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as all these classes and through the years, everything that's been put down on tape and video and such. There was another thing that, the concerts, you can get a sample of like tonight's concert and all the material that happens, say in 1997, you can get a sample tape of that. And of years past, so definitely pick some of those up. Great recordings. Our next performer is going to close the show tonight. There's not much that a little whippersnapper like me can say about Norman Blake. I remember another one of my About That Height experiences after a show they did near where I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I just remember they came to our farm, stayed overnight, and the next day, they sat under a tree and played music, just picked for no audience, or except the birds maybe, for hours. I was amazed. I just remember sitting out there in the grass on our lawn and listening to the music for, I'm sure it was 3 hours straight. They just kept playing. And you'll recognize the quality, the depth of feeling, and it's just right straight on. People have realized this about Norman Blake for years and years. It'd be hard to imagine what our kind of music, what Appalachian music would be, the flat picking guitar, what it would be, if how many people would have even known about it had it not been for this gentleman coming up. So a real big hand for Norman Blake. Thank you.
That's called the Hog Trough Reel there. Here's a song that I'll try to sing for you. Robin Kessinger said he'd like to hear this one. I'll see if I can do it. One of the real old ballad numbers called Montcalm and Wolf.
Distance from the town,
the French would meet him in numbers double, they did resolve to beat him. Stay in the wagon yard. you old farmers, I'm here to talk good sense. If you want to see them electric lights, look right over the fence. And when you come to town, it's stay right with your part. Just to go and get you a half a pint, go down to the wagon yard. I'm just a jolly old farmer, last night I come to town. To sell a bale of cotton, I'd work the whole year round. Well, I put my team in the wagon yard and I got me a bottle of gin. Then I went uptown to see the lights, watch the cars come in. I met a dude up on the street, the clock was striking nine. He said, come on, old hayseed, have a little drink, it's mine. Well, I must have bought about a dozen drinks, it hit my pocketbook hard. Well, I wish I'd have got me a half a pint, went down to the wagon yard. Church down your possum trot. When the sisters hear about my spree, they're sure gonna make things hot. I went out on a party, I led the pace that kills. When I woke up, the gang had gone and left me all the bills. I found them on a corner near Soul Salvation Hall. That drunken bunch is down there singing Jesus paid it all. Well, they throwed me out in a dry goods box. Gosh, my pillow was hard. And I wish I'd have got me a half a pint, went down to the wagon yard. Electric lights, look right over the fence. Don't monkey with them city ducks, you'll find them slick as lard. Go home and tell the sisters you stayed in the wagon yard. Let's see here if I can do something a little bit different for you. And get these here picks to work there. I got them Wayne Henderson. I think he must have sold me a bad set. Thank you. Thank you so much there. That's called the Savannah Rag, that number is. See if I can remember the words to one here. Always have trouble remembering my stuff more than I do anybody else's. Try to do one called Whiskey Deaf and Whiskey Blind for you. Wish I was down in Florida, Florida on a hog, instead of way up in old Georgia, treated like a dog. Whiskey deaf and whiskey blind. Seaboard train rolling down the iron seaboard line, gonna catch her for Dunellum, ease my worried mind. Whiskey deaf, whiskey blind.